What do converter stations look like?
What do converter stations look like?
You do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Right. The one converter station in the U.S. that looks like the one we propose, it's actually in the application. It's basically a roughly 45-foot high, very nondescript, metal-clad building with surrounding equipment.
It's only height, what's the length you get?
Oh, Chris, help me out.
The station fits on about 2.5 to 3 acres. It's rectangular, it's not square. I'm not sure about the exact height. It's about 2.5 to 3 acres is what the station will fit on.
That's not the footprint of the building.
The building?
106 by 370 by 49.
Okay.
Plus the second building alongside.
And that's more, but it's all.
Six by 370?
370.
Yeah. You said that the construction of the converter station would take 15 to 18 months.
The heavy construction phase, yeah.
Yeah. And then you mentioned that the cable in the river would take a couple of seasons based on the spawning. Those are spawning restrictions, no problem. You didn't mention the length of time it would take to dig up the roads and put the cables underneath the town. Could you give us a reference for that?
I could probably give you a reference to that. Is Charlie around? Go ahead. How long does it take, let's say, per mile of cable?
How about using microphone so we can all hear?
My question was, he said that it takes 15 to 18 months to build the converter station. And then he said it'll take a couple of seasons to put in the cable in the river. My question was, well, what about the roads in the town of Athens and the town of Cortland? How long will it take to put the cables underneath the roads?
That will be done in 2 seasons as well.
2 seasons. Which, do we know which seasons?
It'll be done, what we'll do is we'll first put in the conduit and the manholes.
And then there will be a pause?
There'll be a pause. We'll wait for the cable to arrive. When the cable comes in, we'll pull the cable in and do the splices. So the heavy construction period will be the first period when we actually excavate the trench, put the conduit in the ground, and install the manholes.
So it's left over
and
be left over?
No, it's not.
What we'll do is we'll do a section a day. And at the end of the day, it will be covered up. Either it will be backfilled or it will be placed. Any extra fill, any extra dirt will be pulled away. So at the end of each work day, the road will be open for traffic. Then we'll start again.
Is there a time limit for placing? Is there a time limit for placing?
Well, the following day, we'll start working again.
I think he's looking for a time limit before he's in restoration.
Because I've seen Clay City 2 years.
Yeah, and Jeremy talked about the EM&CP, and that's really a very important process. In the projects we've done, typically the road work is approved by whoever the approving authority is. In other words, the applicant can't go in, dig up a road until there's been approval not only of the engineering plans and specs, but of the maintenance and protection of traffic, how that all works, barriers, flaggers, whatever it takes in a situation like that. So that is typically accounted for both in the certificate and in the EM&CP. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I live
on
Arrowhead
Road here. I was told that if it goes in, that I might have to hear a loud hum from me and my family for the rest of my life if this goes in. Is that true?
Probably not. I would say not. No. No.
I was told that definitely. I wasn't there. But people there said that it was definite, that it makes a loud hum I'm going to hear for the rest of my life.
I can only go by the noise studies that have been performed. And if you're on Howard Hall Road, the chances that you'll hear it. Yeah, if you're at that location, I think it's very, very unlikely that you would hear it. Yes, ma'am.
How far set back, I have two questions about the converter station. How far away set back from Leeds Athens Road do you propose that to be?
From Leeds Athens Road?
Yeah, I mean, you showed that picture.
Yeah.
How far is
it? It's a long way. It's, let's see if I can find it. There we go, okay. Leeds Athens Road is, well, you can see where the Leeds substation is down on the corner. The blue rectangle, the light blue rectangle, is the proposed converter station. I know that the distance between the Leeds substation and the converter station is about half a mile, so it would be, I'll say, give or take 3/4 of a mile from Leeds Athens.
It looks like it's about a mile in scale, close.
Okay.
About
three quarters to a full mile from Leeds Athens.
And my other question to you is that other proposed site, that's where the gas lines run, correct? The very outside that you said you didn't have eminent domain or something or access
the,
to that?
There's, let's see if I can get this thing.
Let's make this the last question.
Okay. The National Grid right-of-way is this section here.
Right, and that goes across the river.
It does.
It's basically dug out across the river.
Well, it's overhead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there is a pipeline, there's an existing Iroquois pipeline alongside it as well.
And why wouldn't you be able to use that route?
Because National Grid has to agree, would have to agree to give us access to that route.
So this is a private company that won't give you access.
It's a utility that has control of that right-of-way, and we as a private company can't presume to say we can just walk in there and use their right-of-way.
But you presume that you can use Athens as a right-of-way. I'm wondering how much would you fight to use that right-of-way as opposed to digging up Athens to do it?
We would like to use that right-of-way. We can make that clear, but we cannot on our own make that happen.
What do you need to make that happen? That's my question.
We need the cooperation of various parties, which would include National Grid, and I'll probably just leave it at that. It wouldn't hurt. It probably doesn't hurt that there are DPS staff who are hearing what you're saying. Yes.
The PSC has the ability. The PSC has the. Does PSC have the ability to get you the right of way usage on that property?
That's beyond my knowledge whether they have that ability or not. I don't know.
I have another question about you. You said the faster you do it, the more it costs.
Sure.
What is the total cost of the project, and how is that paid for?
The total cost ballpark is about $1 billion. It's paid for with private funds. It would be a combination of equity and debt. We've done this now twice. To another person's question earlier, I think it was yours, on the whether you need a contract or not. If we don't have a source of revenue in some way, shape, or form, then we don't have a financeable project. If we don't have a financeable project, we don't have a project. So yeah, that is a key. That is a key component from our point of view as a developer. From the PSC's point of view, they don't necessarily, a little bit outside, but that's true. Champlain-Hudson approved, certificated that project without a contract.
So one of the concerns is the economic impact on the village. And
right.
If folks don't understand how long this project is going to take and what that impact is on their roads and the village area and the impact on the school and on their local businesses, it's very ambiguous. So you don't have a contract, tells me you don't have a financing mechanism in place yet. So you're not able to say how long it's going to take.
Well, it's chicken and egg because you typically don't get financing until you get the permit.
Right.
So the permit comes first.
And okay. I just from looking at the map would be clearly more quick if you just use the Con Ed right-of-way land.
National Grid, yeah.
National Grid right-of-way.
I don't disagree with that. But in terms of the economic impact, first of all, the major heavy construction would take place on the converter station site, which is pretty much out of the way. The impact on the roads are as was described by my colleague, which is that it's 3 miles of road. It's a standard utility installation construction. It is sort of install as you go. You install the conduit and then later you pull the cable through the conduit. At that point, the road's been closed up except for the splicing areas. In terms of the there are long-term economic impacts long beyond the construction phase. And, the building itself costs, I'll just say, in the nine figures. So, that is something that we have yet to explore with the town and the village, but a nine-figure construction value has to translate into some economic impact for the town and village.
And when do you have those discussions?
We will have those discussions whenever people want to have those discussions.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The judge is giving me the hook. Again, we'll stay as long as you want, and we're in the corner, and we'll talk to anybody about anything. So thank you very much.
So we're going to take a break for just a couple of minutes. To transition, take the projector away, and get ready for the public statement hearing. I know many of you have signed a card indicating your intent to make a statement tonight, so I'd like to move to that part of the proceeding. So bear with me, it'll just be a couple of minutes to set up the room.
Mike,